growing up, I read the Bible through more than once before I was 17. And I read it again a couple times after, from Genesis to Revelation. But I tell you what, that Bible did not become alive to me. Those words did not be quickened, did not make me alive until I got to Water of Life. And that is where I came to Jesus. I was born again. I was baptized in the Holy Ghost when I came here. But God opened my eyes here to the Word of God, and things started becoming alive, and that revelation started getting into my heart. And I believe God wants us to look at something that I grew up in the denominational church not knowing the answer to. And it was simple. And we've been talking about this same subject basically for the last several weeks. And that is, when I was born again, what did I get? What did I get? You know what? I didn't know what I got. I knew I was born again, but I didn't know what I had. And then I heard all sorts of people with their opinions. Do you know the answer is in this book? And it's in this book more than once. And we're going to take a look at it. And I'm going to begin in John, the book of John, and I'm going to begin in chapter 1, and I'm going to begin in verse 11. And we are going to see what we get when we are born again. It says, verse 11, he came into his own, and his own received him not. And this is talking about Jesus. It says, but as many as received him, as many as received Jesus, to him he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So when you are born again, you get the privilege, you get the honor, you get the authority to become a son of God. You are not a son instantly. Isn't that interesting? Amen. It says, I'm going to read exactly. He said, as many as received him, he gave power to become sons of God. Amen. Now turn with me to John 3. Amen. And this is for all the world to hear. John 3, verse 6. Well, let's begin in verse 5. This is Jesus speaking to a ruler of the Jews, not only a Sanhedrin, not only the religious leader, but also a ruler of the people. And he said to this ruler, to this man that had followed the Ten Commandments all his life, he said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And look at this next verse. He says, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Amen. He told that to a man that has spent his whole life walking in the law. That man didn't have all that it took. That man needed to be born again. And Jesus told him. And the next verse, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and now heareth the sound thereof, but can't not tell where it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. When you are born again, you are born of your spirit. Your spirit is born again. It was dead. Thank you, our great-great-grandfather Adam. Your spirit was dead. Jesus, when Jesus comes into you, when you receive Jesus, you are born again. But turn with me to Romans 8, and we'll see this. Romans 8, I'm going to begin in verse 9, and this is the Apostle Paul speaking. He says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. All right, now we got a Spirit of God. Hold on. It says, the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Amen. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. There are two spirits here. There are two spirits. There's the Spirit of God, and there's the Spirit of Christ. Amen. You know, I didn't know that until I got here. There is a Spirit of God and there's a Spirit of Christ. Now, if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Amen. It says, but, verse 10, and if Christ be in you, if Jesus be in you, if the Spirit of Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Right here, beginning, we see that when we're born again, we get the Spirit of Christ. We get the Spirit of Christ. If we don't have the Spirit of Christ, we're none of his. Amen. We're none of his. Well, who wants to be none of his? You need the Spirit of Jesus. And how do you get the Spirit of Jesus? You must be born again. That's what Jesus said. But let's go on. If Christ be in you, this body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, and we know by Acts that the one that raised Jesus from the dead was the Father, God. It says, so, but if the Spirit of God that raised up Jesus from the dead be in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. There's two spirits. There's two spirits dwelling in my body. There is the Spirit of Christ, and there is the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. But we're not going to end there. Go with me to Galatians 3. I love it. When I came here, Doyle made a comment that stuck with me forever. Somebody, he asked one day, he said, what do you get when you're born again? And somebody said, well, you get a little bit of the Holy Ghost. And then when you're baptized, you get the whole Holy Ghost. And I love what Doyle said. He said, so what part of the Holy Ghost did you get? The arm? Amen. The hand? The foot? The Holy Ghost is a person, folks. You can't get part of him. Oh, I love that. To my little simple mind, that solved it all. Now, Galatians chapter 4, we're going to begin in verse 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that are under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Now, look at this next verse. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. What's in your heart there? The Spirit of his Son, the Spirit of Christ, is in your heart when you are born again. It says, and that Spirit of his Son in you helps to make you the Son. It says, he sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. When God opens your eyes, you will see this all over in the New Testament. But I want to show you some now. Go to Ephesians 3, and I'm going to begin in verse 16. You didn't know this was in there, did you? All right, verse 16. He that would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. The Spirit of Jesus may dwell in your hearts by faith. You have to have Christ in your heart. You have to have Christ in your heart. You must be born again. And you must get the Spirit of Jesus, or you're none of his. Oh, but I obeyed the Ten Commandments since I was 3 years old. You must be born again, or you are none of his. Now, turn with me to Colossians 1, the last verse I'm going to, and then I'll open it up to everybody, I'm sure. Colossians 1, I'm going to read verse 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. And what is that mystery among the Gentiles? Which is Christ in you. Yes. Christ in you. When you are born again, you get Jesus in you, which is the hope of glory. Christ in you. And I want to say one more thing. It is not the baby in the manger that you get in you when you are born again. It is not even the man that walked on this earth that you get in you when you were born again. It is not. What do you get when that Jesus in you? What Jesus do you get in you when you are born again? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. Henceforth now know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. You get the risen Jesus from the dead in you when you are born again. The risen Christ, the one that conquered all evil, the one that conquered the devil, the one that conquered sickness, the one that conquered sin. That's the one you get in you when you are born again. That is the one that is greater in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for joining Kathy Davidson and the ministers of music from Water of Life Church. She would love to hear from you. You may reach her by email at kd@kdwol.com. Or you may write her at Kathy Davidson, care of Water of Life Church, Post Office Box 861-327, Plano, Texas, 75086. You may find her on the internet at www.kdwol.com and on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, God bless.